Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Allison Guggenheimer, Outreach Coordinator for Regulatory Services at Clemson University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Foundation for South Carolina always strives to keep the assessment as low as they possibly can for growers. It does vary from year to year. They want to keep it as low as they can while still being able to protect against boll weevil for growers in the state. So they adjust the rate based on programmatic trapping costs year to year. They also maintain an emergency fund if boll weevil were found in the state. That way they would be able to act quickly and hopefully eradicate it as soon as they could. And also they help to keep boll weevil out of the U.S. in general. So they help support neighboring states and make sure that we keep it out of the entire U.S. While the assessment fee may seem like a burden, it's actually extremely important. And it's meant to protect the U.S. cotton industry and all the way down to their individual farms. So they want to take the stress of worrying about boll weevil off of the grower. I would encourage cotton growers to be involved with their local foundation board if they want to have their voice heard on what the assessment fee is set at, or have any comments or questions, or want to learn more about the history of boll weevil. They should get involved and opt to run on those boards.